Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 73. Today, JR asks, Managing large worlds. I write science fiction and my universe is growing exponentially. How do I manage it so I am consistent and accurate? I'm finding I spend way too much time going through note cards, etc., trying to keep things straight in my head. Well, JR, it sounds like you have grown to the point with your universe that you need a series Bible. There's a bunch of different ways to organize it. The term comes from Hollywood, and series Bibles are what are given to the writers of television series so they can be sure that their scripts conform to the series as set up so the audience expectations are met with every new episode in the series. When your worlds get to such a level of complexity that you can't keep it all in your head, you generally need a series Bible. Now, this can be anything from a master document that lists your major, minor characters, the rules of your universe, the technology, that sort of thing, or anything you consider important, to full-fledged document management systems and databases. I personally use a wiki, and one of the steps I go through is that as I'm writing a book and I come up with a new character or a new detail about a character's background or a new set of technologies that are in play in a science fictional universe or new organizations, rules of the universe, anything that I might need to know or be able to reference later, I put a margin note in the document with just a flag that says Series Bible, and then as I'm going back through and proofreading the document, all the stuff that says Series Bible gets excerpted and stuck into a temporary document, which I then will load into a wiki that I maintain for my various series. And I'll put the appropriate passage or distill the appropriate passage down to the bare facts that I need to hang on to and put it on the appropriate page that I've created for that particular thing. Whatever system you wind up using, you're going to want to have one if you're going to keep growing this universe, because containing all of that stuff in your head will drive you mad and will eventually grind your productivity down to a halt. There's all sorts of different ways to do it. Like I said, I prefer wikis, and there's a bunch of different free wiki providers on the net, and you can also use MediaWiki, which drives Wikipedia.org, and you can actually install that on your local system and have that available to you, and you just access it through a web browser, accessing a database server that you set up on your computer or on a computer on your home network. Generally speaking, you'll need something that can run a LAMP stack, or at least an AMP stack, on top of Windows or Mac. LAMP is Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP. If it's on Windows, it's a WAMP, and if it's on Mac, it's a MAMP stack. But however you do it, that's the way you would set that up. There's also little applications that will do this stuff for you, like WikiDPad is a good one. Scrivener evidently offers tools to build series Bibles. I personally don't use Scrivener because, as a matter of policy, I don't use things that store data in proprietary formats in case the company putting out the software goes defunct. I'm then stuck with data that's locked up and accessible only by a program that isn't being updated or maintained anymore. But that's a matter of personal preference, and it's a holdover from my days as a computer professional. I was a systems administrator and network administrator, that kind of thing, way back in my younger days. And I had to migrate a lot of people from obsolete data formats to new data formats, and I saw so much data get destroyed in those processes that it's become a matter of dogma for me. Then the way that you use it is you can keep it at hand for a handy reference as you're going through, or if you run across and you're in the heat of the moment and you're not quite sure what the name of that organization was or the color of the hair of that individual or what have you, you bracket the statement and put a marginal note flag for yourself when you're proofreading that says Fact Check Series Bible, and that will let you know that you need to look up and make sure you got that fact right. You want to avoid doing that with anything more complicated than a fact that doesn't have a story impact.
because if it has a story impact and you get it wrong, you can wind up caught in a situation where you have to do a major rewrite. So if you wind up with something like that, something where if you get it wrong, it's going to impact the direction and flow of your story, at that point you want to stop writing and go look at your series Bible and refresh yourself on the matter at hand and then pop back into your document and continue with it all fresh in your head. That's the way I would advise doing it. Setting it up can be a bit of a time sink, but once it's up and running, maintaining your series Bible is very easy, and having it on hand will save you gobs more time than the setup costs you over the long haul. Good luck with whatever you decide, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.